bring you peace in the end, but the master of these slaves is evil, and I will not praise him."
"Then she will suffer, and it is your doing," said the tall priest.
"No. If you harm her, she will suffer because of you. I am not a torturer. You are."
"But you could stop it, and you refuse to help her."
"Could I?" Pox managed a smile that seemed to crack her face. "Could I stop it? Have I any reason to trust your word? As long as I am trust here, you can do as you like, and you like to do evil. Besides, your master is a paltry fellow. I cannot call him great. Liart the strong indeed. Liart the coward is more like it."
"Girdish slut!"
The tall priest snatched up the barbed whip again and laid two strokes on her before the other grabbed his arm.
"She is stronger than you thought, brother. She taunts you into just such haste. See, if she faints, she rests."
"She will not faint." The tall priest swiped his hand down the bleeding welts and rubbed it over Pox's face, then licked his hand.
"And if she does, we will add every hour to the length of her bargain. Your blood tastes sweet, paladin. Before long, we will try your flesh as well."
He turned back to the girl, and his voice calmed.
"There are several ways to cripple without killing, paladin. Some are more artistic than others. Consider this."
He used tongs to pull from the brazier a fist-sized cobble.
"A hot stone. Applied to the inside of a joint, say the knee, and bound there, it will burn deeply, and the scars contract, pulling the limb awry. It works best at knee, crotch, elbow, and armpit, choosing the size of stone to conform, of course."
The guards had forced the girl onto her face and pulled up her skirts. Now the priest set the hot stone against the back of her knee, and the guards quickly forced her leg back against it and bound it tight with heavy thongs. Her screams echoed off the stone walls. The guards let her go, cutting the thongs that bound her arms, and she thrashed on the floor, shrieking and clawing at her leg. Pox fought down nausea. She could do nothing. She closed her eyes, trying to concentrate on Gerd, trying to pray. But she heard the crowd shouting, jeering now at the struggling girl. Something tugged at her, sending a wave of pain through her. She opened her eyes to see the girl clutching at her ankle, trying to drag herself upward on Pox's body.
"Please," she begged, "please stop them."
"I can't," muttered Pox. "But Gerd..."
"No, you!"
the girl screamed, clawing now.
"You won't help! Curse you!"
She threw herself upward, shaking Pox back and forth in her bonds. Then she collapsed, still screaming. Pox shook her head. Tears burned her eyes. Her heart seemed to falter in her chest. The priests waited until the girl's screams died to sobbing. Then the guards pinned her again, cut the thongs, and pulled her legs straight. She gave a final shriek as they knocked the stone loose. It left two charred wounds in her leg as it rolled to the floor. Smoking bits of her flesh clung to it.
"Well, paladin, did Gerd protect her?"
The taller priest nudged the sobbing girl with his foot. Pox did not answer. She fought the black despair Liart sent, forcing herself to think of the king riding eastward, his squires around him. She would not have spent someone else's pain for that, but even so, she did not repent the bargain. After a long pause, he asked,
"Do you think he will protect you? Will you fight well, paladin of Gerd, with your leg twisted like this? Or imagine..."